Fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 8th day of August. Our prepper tip of the day. Keep it short and sweet here. Get yourself merino wool socks. Wear them in the wintertime, wear them in the summertime, wear them all the time. I love my merino wool socks. They keep your feet comfortable. I will never, ever again wear cotton socks. What a waste of time that is for cold, clammy feet. Get your merino wool socks. Prepper tip of the day. I have a special announcement here. Beginning tomorrow evening, Ms. Colleen Smith will begin her herbal medicine making workshop series that will be here in Davisville, Missouri at the American Legion Hall. The first class tomorrow evening, which would be Tuesday the 9th of August, will be a free, open-to-the-public class, Introduction to Herbal Medicine and Alternative Healing. And these are all Tuesday evenings. The 16th of August, Introduction to Herbal Teas, Compresses, and Poultices. 23rd, Salve Making 101. The 30th, Tincture Making and the Old Ways. These would be the old Ozark ways. And September 6th, Herbal Percolations. You want to sign up for the classes, you need to call Colleen and make your reservation. Colleen Smith, I'll give the telephone number twice slowly. Area code 573-244-5315. I say again, 573-244-5315. I'll be there helping make it a coffee and so forth. I look forward to seeing you guys. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam Andrews is a combat veteran of the United States, although he was not serving in the U.S. military. He was there under other circumstances, working for the State Department in Afghanistan. A master machinist, a gunsmith, gun maker, man about town. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. Well, Sam, you're the proprietor of Tier One, a company that manufactures firearms, sells firearms, suppressors. I believe you're licensed to sell automatic weapons, too, aren't you, sir?
That's correct.
You are. I know it's not a big part of your business. It's a rather specialized area. And being a rock climber, you have all the rock climbing and rappelling gear in the store as well, don't you, sir?
We do a lot of instructional climbing, teaching guys how to shoot off of rappel and how to move tactically in a vertical environment.
Well, I've done Australian rappel. I'm not a big fan of it. It's counterintuitive to run down a vertical rock wall facing the bottom. but I've done it. I have to admit, it is fun. It is fun.
Well, you know, some of us, John, we like to see where we're going.
I hadn't looked at it that way, but that's exactly what you're doing. Let's get a contact number out here. You're open to the public Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 5 p.m. And what would that number be, sir?
636-587-9223.
I would love to work with you and get a bio done that we could use to introduce you. That would be a bit more comprehensive than the 30-second one I did this morning. You've had a fascinating life and a fascinating career, which continues to move forward, helping men and women achieve their goals of gaining expertise with firearms, optics, tactics. You've trained quite a few SWAT teams over the years, haven't you, sir?
Yeah, I have. I've had a number of SWAT officers from the eastern half of Missouri in my classes, and I've been out on the West Coast training with the L.A. County, which is a large police department servicing Los Angeles, and they've had 40 or 50 different law enforcement groups in the training classes I've instructed at out there, and done a little bit on the East Coast as well.
Absolutely. Well, you've been involved with the highest levels of research and development of optics and projectiles and firearms for a long time, and you continue to be closely involved in research and development of these things, don't you, sir?
Absolutely. You know, we have a continuous improvement mindset at Tier 1 Weapon Systems, and we're a small, agile company, so when technology arrives, we can put it into our systems immediately. There's no delay with us. That's how we stay on the cutting edge of small arms technology.
Well, and that's true most of the time. The bigger the organization is, the more bureaucratic blockades there are to changing much of anything. So being small and agile is certainly a key component to doing what you do. Well, our listeners here, Sam, they run the gamut from men and women who barely know which end of the rifle to hold on to accomplished shooters who've had years of experience either in competition or combat or both. So it's a broad spectrum, and we need to take baby steps to bring people up to speed. As you know, your wife was in my pistol class Saturday along with your man, John. And I don't make any assumptions with my students. My only assumption is they know nothing walking in the door. And that's a good starting point, isn't it, sir?
Absolutely. You don't want to omit any fundamentals that become building blocks for more important skills.
Absolutely. A friend of mine, I served with him in the Army, another Special Forces veteran. He was at my class Saturday, and he's a veteran of the Somali. In fact, if you watch Black Hawk Down, he was there. He was on site in Ethiopia, Somalia, excuse me, when that event was taking place. He became my assistant range officer this past Saturday. And one of our female students, and I see this a lot, both with men and women, she had this death grip on her pistol to the point where her knuckles were turning white. And, of course, I don't care how big and tough and strong you are, with that kind of grip, you cannot possibly hold the pistol steady because your muscles can't remain in a steady hold with that kind of intense pressure. So we stopped her shooting, and we showed her how to have a firm grip but not an intense death grip where her knuckles were turning white. And there was an instant dramatic improvement in her shot group. You probably run into that a lot yourself, don't you, sir?
Well, we do see that because people have a fear-based reaction from the recoil and overpressure of a firearm, and we like to train people to use the big muscles of their body, not the small muscles of the fingers and forearm. And once you get that tension out of their technique, then the barrel becomes much more steady and much more consistently aimed where it needs to be aimed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's this kind of coaching and this kind of instruction is what makes all the difference in the world. Now, you've had, since the Religion of Peace has been conducting so many attacks on the rest of us, it would be a fair statement you've seen a dramatic increase in your business, sir?
Well, you know, we go through ups and downs, and whenever the Democrats talk smack about gun control, or WikiLeaks leaks out emails of Democrats talking about total gun confiscation, there's a dramatic spike in interest in firearms and ammunition, that's for sure.
Well, you have a lot of people walk in the door. You're in direct contact with members of the public interested in their Second Amendment rights every day of the week, face-to-face. What concerns, if any, are being expressed over the possible election of the woman?
Well, you know, the main thing that's being talked about now is the potential for civil unrest on a massive scale. And there are a lot of people that believe that we're in the fourth phase of an insurgency in this country, and we're going full steam ahead into the fifth. And if Hillary Clinton is elected, then it's entirely possible that she'll trigger that with her stated claim that she's going to implement through executive order abolishing all semi-auto rifles her first day in office. So, you know, that has a lot of people concerned.
Yeah, well, it is, and it should concern them. Now, many of your customers, I'm in your shop at least once a month when I get to St. Louis for various appointments, and I do know because I see them walk in the door, police officers, active duty police officers and military both, walk in as customers. I recall last time, two months ago, a gentleman walked in. He still had on his duty trousers, but he'd removed his duty uniform top, wearing his white T-shirt, making an inquiry about something he'd already ordered. So these men and women in active duty military, active duty police, they have privileged access to information that normal people don't they?
Well, and they usually do. It depends on what rank they are or if they work for the intel division of a large department. A lot of it doesn't get disseminated to the guys on the street. Like if the FBI or Department of Homeland Security sends out a communique, sometimes it stays within the white shirts in the policing agency. Sometimes it gets disseminated. It's rather odd, you know, that there isn't a consistent distribution of that information down to the man of the lowest rank in the policing organization.
That's right. And, of course, personal relationships will always trump non-disclose agreements. So if you're a patrol officer in St. Louis County Police and your very good buddy is in the intelligence section of the St. Louis County Police and you have barbecue with them every couple of weeks or go bowling together, you're probably going to get the real skinny, aren't you?
Yeah, that's true. There are a number of situations where relationships will absolutely trump any formal non-disclosure agreement.
Absolutely. And I found that to be true in my career. In the work I've done the past 43 years, working, interacting with law enforcement, I develop personal relationships. I help these guys out with personal issues that they have at all levels. FBI agents, various other federal agencies, state and local police departments, and the personal relationships I've developed have been worked both ways, where I help them and they help me, and it's a win-win situation, and that's just life in general, isn't it, Sam?
Well, it always seems to be that way until the federal government gets involved. It was that way in Ferguson until Thursday night at Thanksgiving, when the Department of Justice ordered the police not to arrest arsonists and looters. You know, it was that way right up until that moment. You know, it's amazing what kind of fear the Department of Justice and certain federal agencies can instill in human beings not to do the right thing.
Well, it is. And the President of the United States and his assistant, Valerie Jarrett, was on the telephone with Jay Nixon every day during the Ferguson riots, giving Nixon instructions on how to make the Ferguson riots just as bad as they could possibly be. And my friend Command Sergeant Major Page was across the hall hearing some of these conversations in Ferguson. And the word got out among St. Louis County Police pretty quickly that the federal government was doing everything they could. Now, when they brought in, to make it worse, I should say, when a highway patrol captain was brought in to take over as tactical commander, the first thing he did was call together the St. Louis County and Ferguson police, high-ranking NCOs and officers, and tell them, gentlemen, you will not go on the street wearing your body armor. So the highway patrol captain almost had his own little riot right there on the spot. So you probably heard that story, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, and I heard a lot of other stories about things that were said in unified command meetings that were 100% illegal and absolutely ridiculous.
Yep. Yeah, well, they were doing their best to make that event just as bad as it could be. I was on standby at my mother-in-law's home in Brentwood to protect life and property myself. Rioters were arrested within 0.8 of a mile of my mother-in-law's home in Brentwood, Missouri. So that was a clear and present danger, in my opinion. And what I was telling everybody at the time and since is that insurance does not pay for any loss, property or frequently life, to anything regarding riots or civil disorder, does it?
Not typically. It depends on the insurance policy, but there's a whole bunch of policies out there that don't do anything for you if you have problems like that.
That's right. That's right. And, of course, during the L.A. riots, the Korean business people were very aware of what their insurance policy said, and their entire livelihood and life was wrapped up in those businesses. And they survived the riots intact, and life went on for them, where the people who did not defend their businesses, they were wiped out financially, weren't they?
Well, I can tell you this, in Ferguson, over 30 small businesses were burnt to the ground, and the majority of them could not even maintain insurance after the riots and are now out of business.
Of course they are. Of course they are. Well, let's get back to the concerns of the men and women listening to us here on Monday, the 8th day of August. Let's say you're just a regular guy, a regular gal. Maybe you shot a .22 when you were a youngster at your grandpa's farm. You have limited knowledge of firearms in general. How would you suggest that a man or woman who wants to get interested in buying a rifle or a carbine get started? What would your suggestion be?
Well, I would suggest a semi-auto carbine like an AR-15. I think that's probably the smartest investment you could make, and I'll tell you why. I've had several people from South Africa that lived through the apartheid violence there come into my shop and ask for and order semi-auto AR-15s. And when they first came in the shop, they said, you know, can you build me a semi-auto rifle for home defense? And I said, absolutely, but why would you ask for a semi-auto rifle? Most people ask for a pistol or a shotgun. And they said, well, it's real simple. I lived through the apartheid violence, and all my neighbors with shotguns and handguns were killed by 20 to 30 men roving our neighborhoods, killing the owners of the home.
Hold that thought, Sam. We've got a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. First off, a big thank you to people from Oregon, California, New York, Maine, Connecticut, Saskatchewan, Canada. People are logging on to landho.tv and they are purchasing land in the United States in sunny New Mexico for as low as $350 down and $99 a month. In 1 year, you own the land. These are usable parcels in a development that can only be worth more money in the years to come. Similar lots in the same development have sold for up to $15,000. So it really is a no-brainer. Visit landho.tv to purchase yours today via PayPal. Other mainstream investments are good, but they sit in a vault. Land remains a true investment that you can use while it can increase in value. Current land prices are already going up, and this commercial could be pulled at any time, so you must act fast, because when these properties are gone, they're gone. $350 down, $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. Right now.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of August, visiting with Mr. Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Tier 1. It's Tango India Echo Romeo Tier 1. His business is open Monday through Saturday. The time you can call is from noon to 5 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday, excuse me. Wednesday through Saturday. The telephone number is 636-587-9223. I say again, 636-587-9223. So these individuals were in South Africa, living through the chaos, the social disorder caused when the communists took over. I met a black mayor from one of the areas of South Africa. This goes back to about 1988 or so. Mayor Linda was his name. And at the time, Mandela had not yet taken over. And he was on a nationwide speaking tour attempting to inform Americans that Mandela was representing the communists, that his party was the communist party, and that other blacks did not want the communists to take over their country and cause the chaos that would result afterwards. The true history of what happened in South Africa with apartheid and the communists taking over is hardly known by Americans, is it, Sam?
Yeah, it's not really studied or talked about much here in the United States.
It's not. In fact, you hear about how evil apartheid was and how mistreated the blacks were. Well, reality is South Africa under apartheid had a fence. That fence was to keep black people out, not to keep black people in. The South Africa was the best place to be a black man in the continent. It was the best place to be a black man in the continent in terms of employment opportunities, educational opportunities, housing opportunities. That's why they had a fence to keep black people out. That's my reality. How about you, Sam?
Well, you know, I stick to the facts of the violence. You know, I think it's more significant to what's going on to us today. I think people get caught up in labels, black, white, yellow, green, race, communist, Democrat. I like to stick to facts and remind people that we're all human beings, and when someone aggresses you, you're not really going to care what color their skin is. You're going to care how you survive that situation. And these two gentlemen that came from South Africa both told me identical stories, and that their fathers had semi-auto rifles with extra magazines preloaded and repelled 20 to 30 men from entering their homes and then snuck them out in the middle of the night, and they survived. Now, one family immigrated to Toronto, Canada. The other one immigrated to London in England, and both gentlemen became engineers and found jobs in St. Louis, Missouri. And the key statement to understand from both of these gentlemen is that all of their neighbors that had shotguns and pistols were killed by these groups of men killing people in the middle-class neighborhoods, taking their stuff. And this family survived because their father had a semi-auto rifle and spare magazines preloaded. And that's the kind of thing that we need to take away. That's the golden nugget that, yeah, you may have a shotgun or you may have a pistol, and that may work with one or two people trying to enter your home. But when that number grows, when the number of people aggressing your home grows, the only way you're going to successfully defend yourself is with a semi-auto rifle with a high-capacity magazine.
Well, so the Americans are not alone in their preoccupation with handguns. Looks like it's pretty ubiquitous around the world where people have access to firearms, isn't it?
It is, and you know, a handgun is a small, daintier, more compact little package that people that are scared of guns feel more comfortable with. And handguns are great. They're great for one thing, fighting your way to a rifle so you can actually pick up a rifle and live. And
that's right.
If people understood the realities of that, then they would be a lot more invested in developing their carbine skills. They'd get themselves a little AR-15 with a collapsible stock and learn how to use it.
Absolutely. Hold that thought. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. Be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th day of August. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. That's where you'll find energy cleaner for sale, a marvelous healing device. We focus on two things, pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. I offer something your healthcare professional is highly unlikely to offer. I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee. How about that? That's for me to you personally. So you're risking nothing when you get your energy cleaner. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted washable mattress pads as well. And, of course, on the other side of my homepage, the rocket heater, the rocket stove. Marvelous high technology. Heats up a small home for very little fuel. We're offering them at a special sale right now, $850 off retail. And that price includes the pellet hopper. How about that? Check out the details. You can order the energy cleaner off my website. You can order it by calling my toll-free order line. I do take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free order line, here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting Mr. Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Tier 1, open Wednesday through Saturday. Office hours are noon till 5 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday. Toll free, the call-in number for his office is 636-587-9223. I say again, 636 587-9223. Now, Sam, due to the federal laws, if somebody, let's say in Ohio, wanted to buy a custom carbine from you, they could do so. There'd be some extra paperwork. It'd have to be a dealer transfer, but it could be done, couldn't it, sir?
Well, it depends on if it's a rifle or a handgun. If it's a rifle, we can ship the rifle directly to them. If it's a handgun, we'll have to ship it to a dealer in the state in which they reside, if it's different than Missouri, and then that dealer will insta-check them and deliver their product to them.
Okay. And different laws and taxes, of course, also apply to suppressors and automatic weapons. I'm not a big fan of automatic weapons unless they're belt-fed. There's a tactical advantage of belt-fed automatic weapons in certain situations. But for normal civilians, most of the time, I look at them as a novelty. What do you think, sir?
Well, even on SWAT teams and hostage rescue teams and teams that have counter-terrorist mission statements, the full auto weapons are not used very often for very many situations because they're a waste of ammo, and generally there's a concern for human life, and so you want to control every bullet that comes down your barrel, make sure it hits a bad guy, not a good guy, and semi-auto is much better for that. And with good triggers, you can fire a semi-auto round of 8 rounds a second if you have skill and practice. And so the semi-auto with an effective trigger system is really a much better way to control your fire, make sure you don't damage anything you don't want to.
Absolutely. Now, suppressors are legal in, 35, 36 states these days? I've lost track.
I think it's over 40 now.
Over 40. Well, it's become a bigger part of the American gun culture. What's the average turnaround time between placing an order and taking delivery of a suppressor these days?
Well, when you place an order for a suppressor, which means you're paying for it up front, then the suppressor gets manufactured. You get a serial number attached to you. That serial number goes on a Form 3. That suppressor gets transferred to your dealer. Then the dealer takes that serial number, puts it on a Form 4. You send it off, your Form 4, with your $200 check to the federal government, and it's about 4 or 5 months before they send your paperwork back. So all in all, you're right around 5 months these days on a turnaround for what we call an NFA item or a suppressor.
Okay. And it would be a fair statement to say that the manufacturers' suppressors are running full board to try to keep up with demand?
Oh, everything right now, because of the comments by the Democrats and the WikiLeaks leaks of the DNC's gun confiscation plan, everything right now is probably 2 to 2.5 months backlog.
When you say everything, you're not talking about suppressors only, are you, sir?
No, I'm not talking about suppressors only. As a matter of fact, it's difficult to get right now. It's difficult to find billet AR-15 uppers, which are okay. The highest end quality of just the uppers. You can still find lowers here and there, but most of the high quality AR parts have been bought out of the distribution chain, and they're now backlogged as well.
What about the availability of common caliber rifle pistol ammunition?
That's not too bad right now. I mean, there's been a large increase in manufacturing since 2012 because of the Sandy Hook incident and the fact that all the ammo disappeared. So the ammo's not completely scarce yet, although it's starting to disappear from shelves. We also see 9mm Glocks all gone, bought out of the distribution chain. Any of the more popular universal pistols and ammo are now starting to disappear again. You know, the backlogs are growing.
Now, I didn't think that would really start place until about the third or fourth week in November, assuming the woman got elected. I hate to even use her name publicly, but well, it's already started. That's a bit disappointing, but not too terribly surprising, is it?
No, it's not surprising, and you know, a lot of us anticipated that. You know, we here at Tier 1 Weapon Systems, we purchased a number of things in advance anticipating this sort of thing. It's not hard to anticipate when you see these things growing and you see that we're seriously into the fourth phase of an insurgency, and people aren't responding as quickly as you'd like. You know, I have a feeling that as long as people can watch football and women can buy toilet paper and tampons, 90% of America will keep their head in the sand. I wish they'd wake up, to be honest.
Well, that seems to be, of course, your wife is a psychological professional. We had some interesting discussions Saturday at the class. This is kind of an interesting segue. I was describing people who believe a sign posted at a door saying no firearms allowed will stop a violent criminal from committing a violent crime. I described those people as having a form of psychosis. And your wife corrected me. She says, no, John, it's not psychosis. It's delusion. So I thought that was very insightful on her part.
Well, one is that, you know, psychosis is a different type of problem with the brain. A delusion is a false belief system, and it's definitely delusional.
It is, but I do find it ironic and funny and somewhat disturbing that men and women who, you know, they've got typically 4 to 10 years or more education past high school. They have successful careers. They live a more or less normal life, being productive. They believe a sign posted at a door will stop a violent criminal from committing a violent crime. It totally flies in the face of logic, in my opinion.
Well, anyone in America, let me say this, that believes that we're not going into massive civil unrest is not only ignorant of history, but they're delusional, because never in history has a country gotten to the fourth phase of an insurgency, which is, by definition, random attacks on the security elements of the state. No one has ever gotten to the fourth phase and not gone into the fifth phase. And there's a reason for that.
Well, describe the fifth phase, if you would, please.
The fifth phase is massive civil unrest. And the reason why is because the fourth phase is caused by a tightening of the noose, restricting people's natural rights and natural freedoms. And so then you see random attacks on the police or the military, depending on what is the security element of your country. And then when those random attacks start, the country, the political system, has a reflexive reaction. That reflexive reaction is to tighten the noose even further and further restrict people's rights and freedoms. And it's that very reflexive action that drives the country full steam ahead into the fifth phase of an insurgency. And if you don't realize that's where we're headed, I don't know what you've been watching for the last 5 years.
Well, they watch what's important. Of course, not my listeners, but the general public, the generally dumb public, they know what's important, Sam. Dancing with the Stars, who's sleeping with who in Hollywood, what the current professional sports teams are doing. They know what's important, and they pay attention to it.
Well, if you're watching the media, you're in big trouble, because they're hiding things from you. And I'll say this. When there were 2,000 armed Americans at the Bundy Ranch pointing their rifles at 200 federal agents, Fox News, CNN, MSNBC were all showing you two guys with pistols running up to a building in Crimea and talking about the Russian invasion of Crimea. That was what the head story on the national news was. They completely ignored what was going on in the United States of America, which was much more significant and much more newsworthy. But that's the problem we have now, is there's still too many people watching these national news agencies, which are owned by corporations which own our politicians.
Right, right. Well, typically in one of these situations like the Bundy Ranch, and I've seen this firsthand, when the media shows up, they'll have a, unless there's careful control of who speaks on behalf of the citizens. The media will attempt to find some guy in oily, dirty bib overalls who hasn't had a haircut in 5 years with several teeth missing to make a statement on behalf of the civilians, don't they?
Yeah, they absolutely seek out the most radical negative image they can find. And it's pretty remarkable because they tried that in Ferguson with our group. And when I got on Fox News for an interview and completely shut these clowns down in the media, they didn't ask for any more interviews. I called for the resignation of the law enforcement officers that didn't protect our people, and I called for the impeachment of Governor Nixon, and all of a sudden, you know, here's this Cardinal fan, this normal guy, telling the truth on the news. That was the last request for an interview I got from those guys.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, absolutely. Well, I was on Fox News Nationwide a couple of times in the fall of 2001. Had a couple of great interviews. We had good numbers working with a young woman up in New York City, a young producer girl, and who talked way too fast, by the way. So we're ready to do the third show, and she says, John, what do you want to talk about next? And I said, well, let's do this. Let's talk about the feel-good, make-believe security at American commercial airports. She says, okay, I'll talk to my boss and get back with you. She calls me back the next day. She says, John, I'm sorry, but we can't do that. It's too scary. I'm not going to mention his name, but there's a high likelihood, given the circles you and I travel in, West Point graduate, Special Forces colonel. He was given a contract to do a security survey at Lambert International Airport in St. Louis, and he gave his report, basically said, gentlemen, what you've got won't work. I'm not going to give any details, but that's what he told him. He says, what you have won't work. And he made his report, did his duty, collected his consultation fee, and life went on. But that's true of all these commercial airports. They're prepared to deal with some nutcase with box cutters, but not much else. If it would come to men who are trained in with the use of weapons of war, they could literally kill many thousands of people in a few minutes at any of these airports and get away scot-free. That's my reality.
Well, it's unfortunate that the American population has turned into what we like to call the bubble people. They're inwardly focused. They're kind of in their own bubble. They're not really paying attention to what's going on around them. And the suffering because of that is going to be enormous if we don't get this thing turned around and get it worked out in the next year or two.
Well, it will be, and I wish I could find a way to disagree with your analysis of being at stage 4 and about to go to stage 5, but I can't find a logical point of disagreement with you, sir. I can't. I wish I could. I would love to. But you're right. Most of our American citizens have normalcy bias because it's normal today and safe today. It will be normal and safe tomorrow. That's normalcy bias. And they're not going to be shook out of that until it's too late. I was on the first hour here, I was commenting to my guest how, and she was living in New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina, how for more than a week, the FEMA, the National Guard, the Army, Air Force, Navy, Air, Coast Guard, Marines could not find the Superdome. what's wrong with this picture, Sam?
Well, you know, convenience is amazing. You know, they couldn't figure out that the FBI fired at Lavoie Finicum, you know, until the State Patrol ratted them out and said that, oh, yeah, they fired at him while he had his hands up. Now they've hidden the names of those agents that committed those crimes. And the bottom line is, and this is something that's really hard for people to accept in America, our federal government, including the heads of the FBI, are criminals. The government is being run by criminals, people that break the law every day, that don't care about our Constitution, and that don't care about our state laws. Our St. Louis County Police Chief, John Bellmer, broke state law over and over again in Ferguson, Missouri. Not to mention the fact that he told his men not to do what the taxpayers pay them to do. But
protect
when you understand...
Protect yes, lives and property. Right.
Exactly. When you understand that the heads of our government are criminals, they're not following the laws, and they're doing it blatantly in your face, at that point, you wake up and you go, wow, there really is a problem here.
Well, and it's nothing new. Nothing new about this. The last war that U.S. military fought that had any basis in the rule of law was the War of 1812. Every war since then has been based on falsehoods and did not need to be fought by American troops. Pretty amazing. Here's our last break. Everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Robertson Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Robertson Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Robertson Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
We're back. T.R. Moore here on Monday, the 8th of August, visiting with Mr. Sam Andrews, proprietor of Tier 1. You want access to his expertise, custom-built rifles, factory ammunition, custom ammunition to get the most out of your particular rifle or carbine? Give him a call Wednesday through Saturday, noon to 5, Central Time. Here's that number, 636-587-9223. Well, Sam, the former Secretary of Defense, Robert McNamara, wrote in his book, and admitted publicly in his book that the congressional matter giving authorization for offensive operations in Vietnam, the Gulf of Tonkin resolution, was based on the Gulf of Tonkin incident, which McNamara now admits publicly never happened. 55,000 names on a black granite wall in Washington, D.C., because we had an illegal war based on an incident that never happened, the non-existent, never happened Gulf of Tonkin incident. And every other war since 1812 has been more or less the same, hasn't it?
Well, I can say that if you want to get into false flag research and how our government and the governments of Great Britain have manipulated Europeans and Americans over the last 100 years, you're going to be extremely, extremely upset when you start finding the truth to how these things have been handled. And the corruption runs deep, and it's been going on for over a century. And I think when the average person dives into that information, they're almost in shock when they start to realize what actually happened.
Absolutely. Well, the battleship Maine blew itself up in Havana Harbor. We know that now for a fact. The cruise ship Lusitania was sunk because it was a legitimate target of war and had separated from the convoy where it was safe off the coast of Ireland. Roosevelt knew about the attack on Pearl Harbor before it happened and did everything he could to make it as bad as he could. The only war close to being legitimate, quite frankly, was the Korean War because of treaty obligations. And General MacArthur knew how to stop that, and he was prevented from doing so using nuclear weapons. And, of course, the war I just mentioned where the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened. Pretty shocking and pretty amazing, but that is reality, isn't it, sir?
It is, and we need to restore the Constitution and restore legitimate forms of government. And once you realize, as American, that both the Democratic and the Republican parties are corrupt beyond measure, then you're on to finding the truth, and you can join those of us who want to fix this republic.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. Sam, thank you. This will be your regular time slot when you're available. I appreciate you being with us, sir. Thank you very much.
John, have a great week. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, we're about wrapped up this show. Tomorrow we will have Doug Hagman talking about his new book, and we'll have Leon Green talking about marvelous healing products, Doterra essential oils. In the meantime, get your medical supplies, your essential oils, your firearms and ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Have a fun, safe, productive day, and God bless America.
IRA and 401k account holders, are you crossing your fingers for the stock market to continue its bull run or hoping for a miracle to pay off our $19 trillion national debt? American Bullion wants you to think for a moment. If we go through another significant stock market correction and things begin to unravel, you could suffer some serious losses. On the other hand, gold is a proven long-term asset that could hedge and protect your retirement accounts from getting washed away. Call American Bullion now and let them show you how easy it is to transfer your existing IRA or roll over your 401k into a gold IRA. American Bullion has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is a leader in gold IRAs. With just one call, their experts can explain everything there is to know and get you started with a free gold IRA guide. Call 1-800-545-2525. Save your retirement. Call American Bullion now at 1-800-545-2525. That's 1-800-545-2525.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.